The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.
Hello and welcome to the North Sound Energy Week podcast. I'm Finlay Duncan. This week, a row over a summit on new CAA regulations, a helicopter operator welcomes new apprentices, and warnings for the year ahead in the North Sea. But first, an Aberdeen energy firm-backed athletics academies welcome new athletes. Hydrosun, who provide integrated fluid transfer, power and control solutions to the energy sector, are supporting the programme in conjunction with Aberdeen University and the Sports Village. 8 new athletes join 17 current members and 10 associate members who benefit from its support in their training. Programme director Eddie McKenna says it's going from strength to strength.
We started with 15 athletes in 2011, and now, as I say, we have 35 athletes. And I think largely because we have some of the best indoor facilities in the United Kingdom.
An event was this week held in Aberdeen to discuss alternative offshore transport options. It comes after disruption to the helicopter transport network, which is primarily used by the industry, in the wake of recent incidents. Organisers Reflex Marine presented delegates with information and demonstrations on the benefits of marine transfers. The firm say it's a reliable, low-risk alternative to air transport. Charlie House, business manager at the company, says firms are interested, but not in replacing helicopter transport altogether.
We held a product demonstration. Our manufacturers, Willard and Henry, up in Dyce. The event was attended by representatives from a few of the major operators within the North Sea, and it was a chance for them to get to see our latest product, the Frog XT4, a personnel transfer device. We kind of went over our latest revisions, engineering and design changes of the product, and highlighted some of the key features of the device itself.
There has obviously been a lot of talk of transferring offshore workers to the rigs installations, particularly over the incidents in the last few years. Talk us through the benefits then of marine transfer.
Absolutely, yeah. There's increasing awareness of marine transfer and looking at alternatives and contingency planning to helicopter transfer. So, firstly, it's a viable option to helicopters. It's statistically proven to be a safer method of transfer. It can be sort of, if you have, by having a Frog or a crane transfer device on a vessel or rig, you can mobilise it fairly quickly in terms of short crew transfers, whether it be interfield transfers or medical emergencies. Our devices can be adapted to medevac mode to take a stretcher and transfer crew in the case of emergency or backup crew transfers.
The UK government says we're a step closer to unlocking the renewable energy potential of the Western Isles, Orkney and Shetland. A report's identified various actions which need to be taken to deliver the necessary connections to the electric grid. The Intergovernmental Scottish Islands Renewables Group will look at the stability of grid changes, loan guarantees and research funding, along with a number of other issues affecting the sector. An offshore helicopter this week landed safely after a caution light came on in the cockpit. Emergency services were put on standby at Sunbury Airport in Shetland when the Bristol-operated EC-225 Super Puma reported the gearbox issue on Tuesday. All passengers and crew on board were safe and well, with the aircraft then inspected to determine the cause of the warning. A row this week broke out over an offshore event informing the oil industry on new helicopter passenger regulations. A union claims it'll help firms sack staff. The seminar by Aberdeen law firm Simpson & Marwick later this month is to advise companies of how to respond to new regulations from the Civil Aviation Authority. Some of the restrictions come into force at the start of June, such as limiting the number of passengers based on the availability of emergency exits. Further down the line, the CAA also wants to make sure workers are not too large to be able to escape in the event of an emergency. The RMT union's Jake Malloy is concerned the event will help advise bosses on how they can make the staff who are too big to fly redundant.
Well, we're quite appalled by the idea that a group of lawyers would see fit to advertise the fact they want to train people, train managers, and how to sack people as a consequence of the CAA rulings. We should be looking at managing the CAA rulings, and that's exactly what I mean, I've just had a discussion with the CAA this morning about, and that is the intention of the CAA. They've said that we want to work with the industry, with workforce representatives, to manage the situation with a primary goal of avoiding anybody losing their jobs as a consequence of these regulations. So I find it astonishing that a law firm would see fit to hold a seminar which is only causing concern and anguish for workers offshore of a certain size.
Having spoken to the CAA this morning, do they share the points that you've made that it doesn't need to be hard and fast rule, that every seat needs to be available for every passenger, that you could have people with perhaps medical problems that are unable to fit through a window in different seats?
The CAA have made it quite clear to us they don't want to see anybody lose their job as a consequence of what they're doing. And that's why they're passing it back to the industry to manage it. There are ways and means, shape and size scanning, 4D scanning. We can use the tracking system, Vantage. We can use seat allocation. We can look at seat configuration, all of which in the run-up to introduction of new helicopters with bigger escape systems. So, you know, I mean, it's way too early and frankly, completely unfair for a law firm in this town to be exploiting the fears and anxieties of workers in this way.
But partner at Simpson & Marwick, David Hughes, says if anything, they're hoping to make sure firms avoid that course of action.
We're holding it because, well, there's a number of reasons. Firstly, we undertake seminars relating to employment law topics all the time. We've got offices throughout Scotland, into the north of England. And if you look at our website, you'll see that presently we've got something like 20 or 30 different seminars listed. So this isn't unusual for us to do this type of event. It's entirely commonplace for us to do them. They are generally free events, and what we're doing is we're making employers in particular industries, particularly in Aberdeen, in the offshore oil and gas industry, aware of legal issues that arise that they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. This particular seminar came from contact that we had from clients who said to us that they had been contacted by some of their clients, operators in the offshore sector, who were having to take steps to accommodate changes that were going to be implemented by the Civil Aviation Authority with effect from the 1st of June. And the Civil Aviation Authority, as you know, are implementing certain changes with effect from the 1st of June, one of which will possibly impact upon the number of seats available in helicopters flying to offshore platforms. There are various issues that arise, various difficult technical legal issues that arise, and we want our clients to be aware of what these issues are so they don't make mistakes, so they don't do things that they shouldn't be doing, so they don't inadvertently breach the law. And that essentially is what this conference is all about.
And turning that on its head, essentially, you could actually be saving some workers from being unfairly dismissed by the seminar.
Yes, absolutely. We are not in the business at all of trying to talk our employers, employer clients into dismissing people willy-nilly. We're there to make sure they understand that there are a raft of employment protections that are in place to preserve employees' positions. And our employer clients need to be aware of these and need to understand that they have to operate within the law. Now, they all do that to the best of their ability, but the particular issues which have been raised by the CAA are very difficult, very technical issues, and I don't think that they're widely understood even within the HR community. So we thought it was important at this stage to make sure that they were fully aware of the very complex, detailed employment regulations that apply in situations like this.
CAA's regulations have come about as a result of a number of incidents involving helicopters in the North Sea. It's not yet clear how ready all firms and operators are for the first measures coming into force in June.
The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.
An Aberdeen helicopter operator this week welcomed a group of apprentices to let them see firsthand how the industry works. They arrived at CHC's base in the Granite City after 8 months training in a specialist facility down south. Mark Abbey, the firm's regional manager, says they'll get a broad range of experience within the company.
This apprenticeship scheme is a result of us looking at a number of things. Firstly, our demographic within the whole of the UK operations, as well as our operations in Ireland and over on the west coast of Europe. And seeing that there's a need to start and invest in more skills within engineering, that's not just typical for CHC. I mean, you look at the whole of the UK within engineering investment, it's not been the best it could have been. So this programme's a result of our needs moving forward and our skills that we've recognised that we need to put together to secure the business.
In terms of what CHC is offering, is this quite unique compared to what we've seen gone before?
It is a little unique. We've joined with a partner, LLRT, who are well renowned for training apprentices to a world-class standard. That programme sees the LRT take our apprentices for the first year down in Cirencester and put them through a very rigorous training programme. The other difference and what makes the programme unique is that the engineers that are coming through this programme will not only get exposure to the general engineering functions within CHC, they will have an ideal opportunity to see all the backroom and all the executive processes that we run. So it gives them a feel of the whole business and gives them a real opportunity to engage.
And speaking to the apprentices, they're really enjoying that hands-on approach. Is that the same feedback you're getting from them?
It is. I've got to say they're an exceptional group of people. We got an overwhelming response to the first cohort that we advertised for. Our plan is to actually put five cohorts through, this being the first. So we're looking at putting 35 apprentices through these schemes. On the first cohort, we got over 350 applicants for the seven positions. So they are exceptional individuals in their own right, and I think the programme that we've put together is being well recognised by them and is certainly being enjoyed.
Ben and Rosie, who are among those involved, say it's an extremely useful part of their training.
It's obviously very important because it's the main part of the company, learning from the very experienced engineers that CHC have got.
Very enjoyable, yeah. It's been great doing all the exams and then the practical experience as well.
We're being warned to expect a quiet year ahead in the North Sea. A study says activity has been down so far in 2014 and they expect it to remain at a steady low for at least the next 12 months. But partner at Deloitte, Derek Henderson, says Norway's oil and gas industry is seeing a boost.
This is a snapshot of what activity levels are taking place in the industry in the first quarter of 2014. And it's work that comes from interviews with a number of drilling companies and upstream operators. We don't see that necessarily changing over the next 12 months. It is interesting, though, that the levels of exploration and appraisal drilling activity in the UK CES is slightly different from what we've seen in the Norwegian sector, where they have seen an increase in that sort of activity. There's definitely a fiscal aspect to that. The tax regime in Norway is very favourable towards exploration activity, and this is one of the things which the Wood Review, which was announced last year and final report came out some months ago, is seeking to look at, along with the fiscal review, which was mentioned in the budget by the Chancellor. I think all the noises are positive, and I think the reaction from industry was equally positive as to firstly the need for a review like this. I think the bolt-on or the fiscal review is also a crucially important development. It is a snapshot. It is variable quarter to quarter, and you can't read too much into any given quarter. But I think that the general comments that we've made around slightly lower levels of activity and that holding for the next 12 months seem a reasonable conclusion.
The winners of this year's UK Oil and Gas Industry Safety Awards were announced this week. A ceremony was held at the AECC, with the event recognising and honouring the companies and people who lead the way in safety and innovation in the sector. Oil and Gas UK say they're confident it'll continue to inspire new standards of improved safety. Categories included prizes for safety leadership, preventative safety action, and innovation in safety. The first oil's begun to flow from a new field in the northern North Sea off the Western Isles. The first well's been completed on Dana Petroleum's £1 billion development project. It's being seen as an important milestone for the firm, who've drilled three other wells in the area. An energy firm's contract with BP has been extended. Subsea 7's been given an extra 3 years of work as part of the deal with the energy giant. The $160 million deal is for light subsea construction, inspection and repair services in the Gulf of Mexico. It'll run from the second quarter of this year until 2017 and will cover the provision of two vessels, including a dedicated vessel on a full-time basis. And rounding off the week, an Aberdeen energy firm has won a major contract for a new oil project. Advantech Aberdeen, who supply control systems, have reached a deal with Nexen to cover the Golden Eagle development. The contract is ready to be completed and delivered to the firm. Don't forget, for the latest news from the energy sector, tune into our special North Sound Energy Bulletins each weekday morning during the breakfast shows on North Sound 1 and North Sound 2.
The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.